Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, our preaching is from the United States by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, Pray for Enemies.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The people of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem said, Come, let us contrive a plot against Jeremiah. It will not mean the loss of instruction from the priests, nor counsel from the wise, nor of messages from the prophets. And so let us destroy him by his own tongue. Let us carefully note his every word. O Lord, heed me and listen to what my adversaries say. Must good be repaid with evil, that they should dig a pit to take my life? Remember that I stood before you to speak in their behalf, to turn away your wrath from them. The word of the Lord. The prophet Jeremiah is often considered a type of Christ because of the many sufferings he endured for the word of God and the people of Israel. Our passage today is taken from his fourth confession. This is an aspect we find unique in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, because he had a very intimate relationship with God. And in the book, we find what scholars call his five confessions. These were like short notes that the prophet had jotted down, describing his trials and sufferings and his prayer to God. So today, we're reading the fourth one, when he is praying about his enemies. But we also discover that there is a plot to take Jeremiah's life. Just as Jesus knows the religious leaders of his time want to kill him. In Jeremiah, however, we see the high mark of the Old Testament retribution. He cries out to God, pouring out his divine wrath upon the unworthy leaders. Jeremiah's response is very human, and we can probably identify with him. When we are suffering, it's a natural reaction to want those who cause our suffering to also suffer as we are. Yet, Jesus gives us another message. And he practices it to the ultimate degree on the cross when he prays, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Here we see an example of Jesus praying for his enemies. His prayer was one of forgiveness of the highest order. He also prayed for Peter at the Last Supper when he told him that he had prayed for him so that he would have the strength to support the other apostles in the time of trial. And we also learn in the letter to the Hebrews that Jesus makes eternal intercession for us. Jesus shows us how we can pray for the good of our enemy, even if emotionally, we experience great anger and anguish. We can pray that God will have His way in their lives, that God's perfect will can come to fruition in them. We can pray that the Holy Spirit will transform them. In this way, we are not passing any judgment on them. We are giving them to God, who knows far better than we what is the best thing to be done. In this passage, we see Jeremiah drinking the cup of suffering, as Jesus mentions in today's gospel. When we are drinking from the cup of suffering, let us pray for God's perfect will, not only in our own lives, but for all those to whom we are connected for good or for bad. Amen.